This is BBC Radio 1, home of the hot hits, the flame-throwing choppers. Thanks to Crazy Damone, what a sexy lady. And no doubt she'll be off for a run later because she's fit. All right?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Anyway, joining me in the studio is Comedy Dave. He's like the opposite of Damone. He couldn't run a bath, let alone down the road. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You were lucky last night in the football, weren't you?
I don't think we were lucky at all. From what I saw, I thought we deserved the draw.
What do you mean, what you saw?
What I heard, rather. What I saw on the reporting of it last night.
I believe Leeds were very unlucky.
I heard, actually, to be fair, I heard they got battered in the first half, and then the second half they came more into it and could have got something out of it, but sadly it wasn't to be.
Yeah, joy. All the results went in my favour last night. I needed Leeds to win, Spurs to lose, and Wolves to lose. Leeds lost, Wolves drew, and Spurs won.
Mm.
So it really was my night. Plus, in the afternoon as well, a friend of mine who likes to bet on the games sent me a text saying... I'm going to put money on Chelsea beating Liverpool. He's a massive Chelsea fan. Money on Chelsea beating Liverpool tonight. And I went, what about the Leeds game? And he went, sorry, mate, you're going to get stuffed by Newcastle. So I went, ha, bet you we don't. And he's gone, let's call it. I tell you what, I'll let you have a win, and I'll even let you have the draw, but I bet you £100 Newcastle beat Leeds. And I bet on that as well. So all in all, not a great night last night for me, must be honest.
Leeds got beat, you lost £100.
Yeah.
Lovely day.
I know. Anyway, don't you worry, it's all getting better from now on, right? 6:56. Good morning.
Hey, my face in your magazines, make it look wider than it seems. Pay me over with your dreams, shove away my...
Sorry, what was Shane?
Who's dead?
Rachel's been making rude comments off the air.
Slanderous accusations.
Yeah, about her fellow colleagues.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, mind the equipment, love.
Calm down, Rachel.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to defend myself.
Can I just say, Rachel's just knocked a load of stuff over the onto the studio floor, and it's way too early to be making noise like that. And the reason is, Rachel, now... Everybody says I've got a big ego. Rachel needs two sets of headphones to listen to herself in the morning. She has one, seriously, she has one for the show. She has a different pair of headphones to listen to the news on. What's that all about?
That is not true.
That is true. Why have you got two sets of headphones?
I'm not explaining, it's boring.
Is that one set for the news and one set for the rest of the show?
No.
It so is. I'm now putting on my serious headphones. Take them off after the news, put on my jovial ones. Like Timmy Mallet used to have with spectacles. He'd have a silly pair and a sensible pair. Anyway, what a great start to the show. Nelly Furtado, Powerless. Basement Jacks, Beddingfield, Beckham, all coming up after Dominic and Joe's news of sports. Just gone 7 o'clock.
Some students could get more help with higher tuition fees.
And Man U.
Weather this morning, windy, reaching gale force winds in places, mild, some heavy rain later in the west of the UK, clearing away later. Radio 1 Newsbeat, Radio 1 Seamless Newsbeat, it's 3 minutes past seven.
What happened there?
Everything.
It was just awful.
It wasn't me.
Was you?
You had a little button that you should have...
Yeah, there was the news desk button wasn't down.
Yeah.
But, and what makes it... Now, I want to explain to the listeners, because normally in radio...
Yeah.
They just go, ooh, gremlins in the system, or whatever.
Yeah.
But I like to explain to people exactly what goes on.
Yeah.
Right. Now, what it is, it's a very simple procedure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Dominic's news desk... bypasses and overrides my... No, Rachel, the listeners need to know they're intelligent.
They deserve to know.
And so, therefore, I don't have to switch Dominic or Juliet's microphone on.
That's
so
right.
Their mics have nothing to do with me. I can't switch them off. However, the music and the very important clips about the serious news, I control.
I felt the clips were lacking in that bulletin.
The first one was, yes, but the rest of them were there. They were fine. It was just Dominic's bad news reading at that point.
And your fingers.
Beg your pardon?
Your hands were in the wrong places.
Depends where you sit.
If I had a pound for every time I heard that, I tell you. Anyway, good morning. It'll be so much better later on. sound make the 7:30 sound brilliant.
Okay, let's have a lash.
Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Juliet. Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Right. Right, from now on the show gets better, I promise. From now, it's brilliant.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio One.
Morning then, 11 minutes past 7, what a great start to the day. And you're lying in bed and you're going, oh, I've got to get up. We're sitting here having a news clip nightmare. Awful. Anyway, we've got it sorted in the end and I always, as ever, blame it on somebody else.
Are we back on track then now?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, mate. The phrase, if you work in radio, is we are now thrusting on all cylinders.
Because the first link I thought went okay. I thought that was what? Quite smooth.
What? Here we go. Rachel's now disagreeing.
I thought it was firing on all cylinders.
Thrusting.
No, we thrust. We fired the cylinders up. Now we're thrusting on all of them.
Okay.
All right. You know nothing about thrusting. Rachel just did a double take into the microphone. Oh. Why being like that? You're in a good mood this morning. You've got reason to celebrate, which we won't talk about now.
I am in a good mood. I'm just being serious as producer of the show.
You're almost knocking that keyboard over again.
It's
do you know why? Here, let me show you. You've got that plugged in there, which is shorter than that one.
Ah.
So there.
It's all to do with length.
So well. Who'd have thought Rachel would make a carry-on innuendo at this time of the morning?
Like the Hattie Jakes of Radio 1.
If you're looking at the webcam this morning, A, you need to get a life, but B, you will notice that Comedy Dave is wearing his Allard shirt today.
You see, I didn't think it was an Allard shirt.
Is that new?
Yeah.
How foolish you are.
It's a nice shirt.
It was a nice shirt until it was famously worn by Allard and Cameron from Big Brother.
Is this, I mean, when you say an Allard shirt, yeah, do you mean the style or the exact same shirt?
The exact same shirt. Do you not know that?
No.
I know where you got it from as well.
I didn't get it.
Oh, didn't you?
I didn't go shopping.
Who got that?
That was my mother-in-law bought this for me.
Oh, okay.
It's a beautiful shirt, Dave.
Thank you very much.
But look, all I'm saying is, Cameron wears it, Allard wears it. I wouldn't normally put you on that list.
Would this explain why, literally seconds ago, you walked into the studio and tickled me under the arms?
Yeah, because normally you tickle Allard and he goes...
thinking, mistakenly, that I was Allard.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you do, don't wear that out tonight in Soho.
Well, as I say, this raises a worrying point for me because it now means that in the past couple of months, I've been mistaken from behind for both Allard and Scott Mills.
Well,
now
you've really got to start changing where you drink at night.
In certain places, that could get you into all sorts of problems.
Oh, I'm telling you. You don't want to be recognised from behind as Allard.
Don't knock it. I get my best compliments from behind. Don't knock it. People say I've got a really nice... Okay, back.
It's like Coxie never left the show, isn't it? All right, I get my best compliments from behind. Good morning.
It's going well today, isn't it?
Isn't that right, John? Oh, dear. At least we're having a laugh.
I don't know
about
what to say now, Allard. Oh. You've left me somewhat speechless.
Look at Allard's face. Allard's got tears rolling down his cheeks.
I tell you what, I'm never going to wear this shirt again.
Swap it now while you can. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Here's Victoria Beckham. From the river to the waterfall. Victoria Beckham, Let Your Head Go. She'll be on the air with us tomorrow morning, fingers crossed. The microphone probably won't work and you won't be able to hear her, but still, she'll be in the studio. Right, get ready for Buzz Off. This is a feature where we bring in, I bring in a CD from home. And genuinely, really do this. People have been saying, do you really bring the CDs in? Yes, I do. To the point where I said, Dave was around mine yesterday.
And you said, you're going to have to start bringing these CDs home because your collection on your shelf is somewhat depleted. It's half what it used to be.
I know, I'm telling you. No, it's not. Well, I wouldn't say half.
Well, it's certainly...
I do have more CDs.
It's less than what it was before.
If you don't like the following record, you text Buzz Off to 81199, 81199. So the best thing to do is, if you're lying in bed or whatever, grab your phone, go to write message and just put Buzz Off and then put 81199 and don't press send yet. That's the easiest thing to do. Right?
Yep.
When we get 2,000 text messages from you, that will be the listener's vote, and then this will go off. And then when Aled buzzes off, and Dave buzzes off, and Rachel buzzes off, when all four votes have come in, the track will stop. We'll see how long of much of the track we can get out. You ready?
Yep.
Buzz off. If you don't like it, 81199. If you do like it, don't bother texting in. Just sit and enjoy it. This is this morning's Buzz Off track. Choose something light. The last few days it's been quite noisy.
It's a bit more serene and calm, this, yeah. Isn't it?
I'm hoping that this will get less text messages.
Less is more.
Type thing, yeah. If you're still in bed, this is just for you.
Flocking to the sea.
Oh, Dave.
You didn't say anything.
Crowds of people wait for me.
Nice and soothing. If you don't know it, it's nice and soothing.
Seagulls scavenge, still ice cream. Worries vanish within my dream.
Do you not like this?
Fishing boats sail past the shore.
Fishing boats sail past the shore, Rachel.
No singing, Mayday anymore.
No something or other.
The sun is shining, the water's clear. Just you and I, oh, what the language here.
I like this, Dominic.
Dave Buzz.
Why?
I like this, but I've just had enough now.
Are you getting too relaxed?
No, I'm just thinking we need to move on with the pace of the show.
This is for everyone who just wants two more minutes in bed. For all those people. Imagine you're in your beach hut in Malibu.
Aled Buzz.
Oh, shut up. I was creating the scene there, love.
A cool breeze flows through mind the worst. It's worth the cost. I'd love to stay.
What?
Sounds like you got asthma.
Calls me home. More hassles, bustles, and lies.
How much more?
Turn it off. Go on.
It's not up to me.
It is.
It's not up to
me.
Put
your hands on the buttons.
Do you know what?
Everyone knows that you just tailor it to whatever you want to hear anyway.
All right, I'll be honest with you, mate. To be honest, it's 36 text messages to 2,000.
81199.
Shut up! Bang on, Rachel. Yeah. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
Bang on, there you go. That was Morcheeba and a great record called The Sea. And if you like that and you don't know much about Morcheeba, buy the very best of Morcheeba.
Oh, it's on the album Big Calm.
That's right, there you go. I thought that was nice. Nice and relaxing, nice and mellow. Tomorrow's song, I've already picked out. Tomorrow is just one of my favourite records.
You How about that for a cliffhanger?
You've been warned. This is Radio 1. Tom Craft and Loneliness. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, with the risk of sounding a bit kind of musically snobby, but there's certain tracks come up that we play on Radio 1 that we have done over the last 6 years. Mm. And you often go, oh, I like this. I'd really like to listen to the album. I wonder what they're like live. And there are other tracks that you play and you go, that's a great one-hit wonder, that, isn't it? And I reckon Tom Craft is one of those records.
One-hit wonder?
Yeah. Does anyone listen to that record and go, oh, I wonder if they're touring. Are they on tour?
I've never heard any further material from Tom Craft, actually.
Well, there you go. But there's loads of songs like that.
But, I mean,
there are other.
For me, that record is excellent in its own right.
Oh,
and it stands alone as...
Don't get me wrong. I love it. I think it's great. In fact, as Justin Timberlake would say...
I'm loving it.
That's right.
I believed everything we had would last for you.
This is Beyoncé Knowles. Me, Myself and I, Reem.
Which is the name of a new feature on Sarah Cox's show.
Me, Myself and I, Reem.
Yep. No, not I, Reem.
Right.
I.
Come on, I, Reem. Sorry, I've got to say, it's no Crazy in Love, is it, this track?
It's growing on me, though, this.
Yeah. Do you know what? As soon as you said that, I'm gonna so regret saying that. But by this time next week, I'm loving it. Mm. I've got a really bad habit of doing that. Oh, I hate this record. It's rubbish. And a week later, I can't stop myself singing it. Do you know? Can I just say? You know, Monday was it? Monday, Tuesday, whenever the show was, when we did the gag about EastEnders. And we did that when we were in the pub and they were celebrating Goss and Well Ardent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, with the music.
Yeah. And we mixed in the Kool and the Gang
celebration.
But we couldn't find it at first. So we actually used, on the original take, we used 5, 6, 7, 8 by Steps. But I just sat in the studio and making it until everyone was looking for the other CD. All that day, I couldn't get 5, 6, 7, 8 by Steps out of my head. And can I tell you, it's the most annoying song ever. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Making a cup of tea in the afternoon, I'm going, I'm going to make you mine, 5. What am I singing? Seriously, it's not a good look, baby. Right, coming up, Black Eyed Peas, Travis. Let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Juliet. It's 7:31.
The main news around this morning, controversial plans to increase union. Jennifer Aniston is vowing to steer clear of any more cheesy romantic comedies. A bit like the one she's just made then. In Along Came Polly, the Friends star plays a woman who gets involved with an insurance adjuster, who's played by Ben Stiller. Jennifer reckons it'll be a winner, but wants to do something different.
You know, that sort of cliche romantic comedy, sort of very formula, you know, all of those sort of gimmicky things I avoid. Sometimes you don't really know. You think you're making a great choice and it's just not.
Along Came Polly.
It's not the best title in the world, is it?
They're just, all these movies just look the same to me. And she plays an insurance adjuster. I've got to be honest. You know, I had the insurance adjuster around at mine the other day. She was a ringer for Jennifer Aniston.
Right, there's a bit of a shock at Stamford Bridge last night. Bruno Cheru barely gets a mention on Merseyside, let alone a drumbeat. The last person you'd expect to score a goal for Liverpool, and this was Greeny before the match.
And you look at certain of the Liverpool players, and frankly, their choice beggars belief. Kuvia and Traore in midfield, Diouf, Haman, Murphy and Cheru. Presumably, the manager knows what he's doing.
And then this happened.
Cheru's made a break into the area. In goes the ball. Oh, Cheru scored! Liverpool has scored. Heskey got a dream.
It was his first Premiership goal for Liverpool's first league win at Stamford Bridge in 14 years, Mr. Green.
I always said Cheru was a genius. I'm astounded.
Well, Elhadj Diouf was later sent off and Jerzy Dudek also went off injured for Liverpool, but Chelsea have lost three of their last six matches now and they're 7 points behind Man U, who beat Bolton 2-1. Arsenal remain unbeaten but could only draw at Everton 1-1. Same scoreline between City and Charlton. Tottenham hit Birmingham with four. Now, Louis Saha's future at Fulham is once again all over their back pages. He's said to be disgusted today. They turned down United's £8 million offer for him, wrecking his dream move to Old Trafford. Fulham lost 2-1 at Middlesbrough. Newcastle beat Leeds 1-0. Fourth minute goal. It was goalless between Southampton and Leicester, who move out of the bottom three, but Wolves stay bottom with a point against Blackburn 2-2.
The weather's quite exciting this morning. There's a wind warning.
Excellent.
Hopefully it doesn't do too much damage to fences. Some heavy rain in the west of the UK, clearing away later. Radio News Beat, it's now 7:35.
Who's got the goal for Liverpool?
Bruno Cheru.
Bruno Cheru! He used to do the Tea Time show on Radio 1, I believe.
After Bruno Brooks.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Also, there's not much for me to talk about in the news today, because it's a lot of serious stuff, a lot of dull stuff.
It is very serious, so, yeah.
But where's the story about Richard and Judy?
Well, we ummed and ahed.
You've got a problem with it, haven't you?
I haven't got a problem.
I heard you had a problem with the Richard and Judy story.
It makes me feel slightly ill.
Right.
Reading it.
Yeah.
Because it's basically them talking about having sex in... Well, just having sex. Doesn't matter where it is. It's
Welcome back.
It's horrible.
But it's a great story, and I think the nation deserved to hear it. Will you go and research it?
Okay.
And I want it as an and finally on the news at 8 o'clock, just before the weather.
Richard and Judy's sex lives.
And finally.
Oh.
But diddly-diddly-oo.
Can you imagine?
Something fluffy to leave us with.
Oh, Richard! What a thought.
It involves a dressing room.
Oh, don't give too much away.
Save this for later.
Save it.
Great material.
I want it. It's newsworthy. Seriously. The nation need to know. They wish they hadn't found out by the time they do know, but they do need to know. Go and sort it.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
Stay still, Judy love.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Welcome back. Coming up this morning, Travis, sing. It's Black Eyed Peas. It's 7:37.
We try to take it slow.
Sing. Travis, sing before that Black Eyed Peas and shut up. It's 7:44, Thursday morning. Rachel, just read that top text message to yourself now and see if we have to worry about Mark in Wales. Yes or no? Do we worry about him?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. It's to do with Judy Finnegan. Welcome back. If I'm not thrusting on all cylinders, I know I said we should be, but if I'm not, it's Rachel's fault. She hasn't made me tea this morning. I'm like Mark Goodyear. I can't function without my liquid.
You just changed your headphones. I see what Chris means.
She does.
Yeah, she put serious ones on.
Yeah, she puts the serious headphones on.
No, I'll change. I haven't got my serious ones at the moment.
Oh, okay then.
I haven't had a tea yet either.
Well, so we've been busy this morning. I'll make you one in a minute.
Apparently, the Liverpool fan last night in the fan zone on Sky sounded like Lily Savage. According to the text message this morning. Harry, look at that. Alice, what are you doing?
Sorry, Juliet didn't get her coffee from the Clippy this morning, so I just said I'll make you one.
You're rubbish. No one's getting their drinks today. What's going on? Is there a tea and coffee shortage? Is there a coffee and tea crisis at Radio 1?
I'm not being funny, but we do have other things to do.
Like what? I have to entertain the entire nations.
I'll make you a tea and
good. Right, so yesterday we finished the show and we got told that there was a press conference for the television series Shattered, featuring the excellent, talented and beautiful Dermot O'Leary. And we thought about, you know, if we should go down and have a listen to it and all this.
Because we've seen bits of the show, haven't we? You saw it the other night. I've been watching it.
And exactly, if we were going to go down, what we were going to do. And so we came up with a very simple, childish idea to send Allard down to the press conference to sit there and snore loudly. That was it, right? We didn't have to write any lines for it. We didn't have to prepare much. We just had to send Allard down. He would snore during the press conference, and we would see what reaction came of it.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. So set the scene, Allard. What was it? Was it a big room, a small room?
It's quite a small room, not as big as Big Brother.
Right.
I was expecting a Big Brother style.
Right.
So it's my voice. And this one was quite small, and they had a big round table in the middle of the room.
Right.
And then a few of the journalists sat around that. I was a bit late getting there because we had the show. And so I had to squeeze myself in somewhere. So I decided to sit.
You did.
I decided to sit right next to the two contestants who have just come out of Shattered.
Hello.
Hello. So
who are they?
They were Craig and another lady, right? And I don't watch Shattered. And I was so into my role of falling asleep that I actually, thinking back, did it really well, because I don't remember anything from the press conference.
Excellent.
I actually did fall asleep. And
is Craig the tanning?
Yes, that's him.
What's his
tanning consultant, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
That's him, yes. So I sat next to him, and a lot of journalists didn't like the fact that I sat so close to him, because I was in their shot.
Really?
They didn't like that. Were you so close?
I was, actually.
How close were you?
To the point where you couldn't fit a chair. So my chair was behind their chairs, and then I just sat in between them like this.
So you're behind them and then between them?
Chair was behind, but I sat in between, on the edge of my seat, with my mic right in front of their faces.
Right.
Because I wanted everyone to see that I was going to fall asleep.
All right, well, this is the audio, then.
In fact, there were three pieces. The first piece didn't even have an audio, because as I started to drop off and my head started to lean towards the contestant who came out as I started to fall asleep, he just nudged me first to try and wake me up.
Did he really?
Yeah, no noise, nothing, just a nudge. I thought, oh, poo, that didn't work.
So what, you fell asleep on the tanning consultant?
So his shoulder...
He thought, oh, poo.
So as the shoulder was getting close to my head, he kind of saw this coming and sort of just kind of nudged me off.
All right, well, this is... There you go. Good morning. So this is Allard at the press conference at Shattered yesterday.
Massage thing. I was sort of like, yeah, I'll do it, and he was like, okay, fine, let's involve her. Hello?
Like,
are we not? Yeah, and it was sort of a bit like, I'm in here, I have just as much right to be in here as you do, you know. I
love the fact that no one's reacting.
Very sort of,
wake up.
Yeah, quite petrified.
Sorry.
But he's a nice guy.
How close are you to that girl who's talking, the contestant?
She was right... Oh, the contestant?
Her talking there.
She was on the other side, unfortunately, so I was close to him.
But can she see you, girl talking?
So is this a big round table that you're all...
Everyone in the room is watching me, and no one's sure whether they should say anything. They're not sure if it's a gag or not, or what's going on. That girl is the press officer who stood right behind me and is concerned by the fact that my head is starting to droop to the side.
Oh, well, I'd be concerned about drooping as
so
well.
She decided to do me a favour, but we didn't stop the press conference, so I wasn't happy, so I thought I'll try again.
I should let things know, I feel like one down, but I think it was, I didn't want to leave because it would be, you know, just the group would be one less, it would be one less sort of stimulation person in there. But no, I didn't feel under any pressure, so I think it was all.
Allard, wake up.
Sorry.
Have you been deprived of sleep?
Yeah, breakfast show. Tired.
How many hours?
Oh, well, it's day four now, so...
Have you been out for all those hours?
Yeah.
Have you?
I'm feeling your pain.
Oh,
has he? Is he telling the truth?
No, he's from the show.
Oh, he's
yeah.
Serious.
Sorry, don't want to interrupt. Carry on.
Does he lose any money from his wages? That's all he
is. I think we should tell
them. Yeah, 10 seconds, that's it.
Sorry.
And they're not quite sure they continue.
Then they just carry on as if nothing happened.
Do you know what? A few journalists came up to me afterwards and started writing down notes saying, so is Chris working you hard? Are you finding it really tough being so early in the morning?
I think they believed it. Rubbish. That was the laziest gag we've come up with all week.
So did you, after being rumbled with the sleeping thing, did you then sit through the rest of the press conference?
I did.
Awake?
You should have just stood and walked out.
I should have, actually.
Thanks for the audio. Bye.
Cheers.
Yeah, good luck with the show.
It was quite a short press conference. I think I had about 3 minutes to endure after that, but it was
nice.
Fun.
Well done. Congratulations.
Mm. Thank you.
And I think I like this as a regular gag. Seriously. I mean, it's not the funniest thing in the world, but I think just I like the idea that any time we get invited to a press conference, Allard goes and just snores all the way through it. Well, you may need Allard. say Chris & Co, Alan sounds older with his bad throat and very sexy. Please tell him, because he doesn't get mentioned much. Love you, Alan, from Kelly in Wellingborough.
He'll enjoy the attention.
What? Does he ever? And it was great because all these journalists were coming up to me and writing my name down. I'm going to be famous. Shut your face, T-boy. I mean, you got to put him in his place. That's a press conference of snores. I don't know why I find that very amusing. Are there any press conferences today? It must be something. Oh, next time we send him to interview Tom Cruise halfway through.
I fall asleep.
This is Radio 1. Sony 3, join new boy from 4 on Radio 1.
I think the word compiled sounds better than and it's made up from the record you buy.
Sounds more official, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's the only chart the stars listen to and it's made up half an hour before we go on air. Do you know what I mean? It's not, by the way. It's very excellently researched.
It's the official UK chart show.
It's easy for you to say.
I was just trying to think what the name of it was.
Yesterday I told a story about... I read out a story, rather, from the Daily Sport. And they sent down, apparently, after the show the other day, a couple of, quote...
Stunners?
Sport stunners.
They're always stunners, aren't they? Are they stunners with an A or with an ERS? Are they stunners?
I think they're stunners. Mm. Yeah. Rebecca Smythe and Sarah Louise. Not from Corrie. That'd be ridiculous. I think her real name's Tina, isn't it?
Tina O'Brien.
There you go. Anyway... And they came down to with T-shirts on saying Moyles is Angels. Anyway, I didn't see him.
Is that a reference to Hill's Angels? The Benny Hill lovelies?
Why did you have to say that? Implying that they've just done it because I'm fat like Benny Hill.
I didn't say you were fat.
Oh, all right, fair enough. Anyway, and I missed him. We talked about this on the air yesterday. And I said, you know, well, what a shame I missed him. You know, it would have been nice to say that. Anyway, today in the Daily Sport, the headline is, "We're outside now, Chris. Come and get us." It's good to see the Sport. They're on the ball, the Sport. See, the Daily Sport people. So apparently, according to today's Daily Sport, Rebecca and Sarah are outside now.
You mean now?
Yeah. So what I'll do is I'm going to send Alad out on Tart Watch, Stunner Watch, to have a look for these girls and see if they are really outside.
But in order for this to work, surely these stunners would have had to have been outside the building from the moment that paper was printed.
No, I think they've been home and come back again, Dave. I don't think they've...
Do you know what I mean? Because, like, depending on what time you read it...
It's not like they're camping outside waiting for the Harrods sales to start or anything.
Knew you'd be here tonight.
I'll keep you updated.
So I put my best dress on, boy, I was so right.
Alan, can you go outside and see if there's a couple of stunners?
Right. Our eyes connected. No, nothing's how it used to be. Don't second guess it.
People texting in saying I agree with that girl Kelly, saying that Alan sounds sexy with his croaky voice.
I can keep this though, can I?
I didn't even hear a word what you said then. What did you say?
Saying Welsh.
I don't think I can keep this voice though. It's going to get better and then it's going to go all high-pitched again.
Can you just say in the sexiest voice you can muster?
I'll do this voice.
Well, yeah, that'll do. Can you just say, morning, Kelly?
Morning, Kelly.
Yeah, I suppose that'll do. One. Maybe the sexiest thing in the world, but still, that's sexiest Judy Finnegan there.
Welcome back.
We'll talk about that in a second. Kylie and Slow, Outcast on the way with a brilliant Hey Ya record. Holly Valance, Kelis, Coldplay. Here's Dom and Jules, News and Sports, just gone 8 o'clock.
The government tries to win support for higher tuition fees. It now means Goldie Hawn is a granny. And this is the one I didn't really want to talk about, Richard and Judy's sex life. If you watched their show last night, then you'll know what's coming. They were doing a feature about weight loss. Richard thought it would be a good idea to tell viewers that he and Judy used to burn some calories in their dressing room before a show. He then is a sport.
Well, Man U were the big winners last night. 3 points clear at the top of the table after beating Bolton 2-1. Arsenal...
Warning this morning. Some heavy rain in the west of the UK too. Clearing away later on, though. Radio 1 News Beast, 8:04.
OK. Here's what I want to do for you, Dominic. Okay. Close your eyes.
Oh, don't, honestly.
Close your eyes. Imagine...
No.
..a television dressing room.
OK. Yeah.
Big couch over there. Cushions. Fridge. Mini bar, obviously. Maybe some candles burning.
I've got an image.
And the bathroom door opens. Oh, there he is. Richard Madeley in a pair of Calvin Klein boxers. But they're off the market. It's Calvin Klein with two Ks.
It's Kevin Klein.
Oh, is it? Right.
And there's Judy. She appears. A sexy negligee. Well, she's got two stitched together to make one big one. She's got a dressing gown on. And what she's doing is, you know, the little tassel thing off the dressing gown, you know, where you tie it up with?
Yeah.
She's swinging it round and round and round. And she's got...
Why is she doing that?
She's doing that a sexy way.
Oh.
And she's looking at Richard and she's going, come here, big boy. And Richard goes, oh, Judy.
I feel genuinely sick. I just had a fried egg sandwich. not settling.
All right. Oh. How long did she say it last for?
I don't know. I don't.
Right, okay,
don't
fair know. Enough.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money.
Can you imagine Judy now?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
She looks you in the eyes and she goes, I've had enough of Richard. I want you, Dominic.
I'm going to be sick.
One, two, I'm three.
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so. And if I don't go...
Oliver Lance, State of Mind. Next song we'll play this morning is the brilliant Khalees and Milkshake, which I love.
Dear.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's meant to be rude or it really is about milkshakes, but I think it's great.
Because didn't somebody say the other day that they thought milkshake was like a euphemism for something else?
I thought I heard Scott Mills say that it's meant to be a bit cheeky.
But I can't think what it'd be talking about.
I thought it was about Nesquik.
Did you?
Yeah. Then you put the powder in, then you put your milk stir.
I used to have that. I used to have strawberry.
Yeah. Thursday morning. Hello, if you're just getting up. We've been here for ages. Where have you been? Set your alarm earlier. Have a lie in. Listen to the show. That's the way forward. It's the future, Dave.
When are you going to say that?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
If you've been reading the newspapers this week and listening to us, you may have been aware of some comments being thrown around back and forth by myself and the man that is known simply as Wogan. It made one of the papers yesterday, the Battle of Breakfast, between me and him, and they compared the two of us.
They compared you like boxers, didn't they, with your different statistics of where you were born, your career to date, all these kind of things.
And I love the fact that they have the audience figures in there as well. Although, I think that's a bit unfair, as Wogan's done that show since 1933.
He's had a head start.
And we've been on since Monday. But anyway, he started talking about the TV ad with me dressed as a bin man and taking the mickey, saying, what kind of message are radio and trying to say?
Oh, I see you're picking his nose. Oh, disgusting.
Right, and all that. And I did a joke on the air, which was, you know, I can't believe that Mophead is taking the mickey out of us and calling me silly names. That was a joke, you see.
Apparently he's calling me Mophead now.
So then he said that I should be starved. And anyway, it's gone on and on and on. So which one should we play first? Should we play that one first? Or that one?
That one.
That one where I'm pointing at?
Yeah.
All right. You just said it.
You said it. You just said the catchphrase that should
not
speak its
name. That's a tenner.
You said it first.
But I didn't say it. I said, do I play that one or do I play that one?
And you said, play.
You said the Little Britain catchphrase.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
It does. It's a tenner.
It's a tenner.
Tenner and the Little Britain catchphrase kitty. Anyway, so this battle between me and Wogan even made BBC News 24 yesterday morning.
And finally, Battle of the Airwaves, the Breakfast Airwaves, Radio 1 and Radio 2. Radio 1, Chris Moyles has taken over.
Hello.
Radio 2, Terry Wogan, as ever, a fixture there.
Hello.
And it's getting quite rude there. They're saying some nasty things about each other. Chris Moyles is a bit of a shock jock, and he is saying that Terry Wogan wears a toupee, allegedly.
I never said that.
And Terry's saying, well, he's going to be down to a couple of hundred listeners, Chris Moyles, before you know it. So the battle continues. Currently, Terry's winning beaten quite handsomely on 7.9 million against 6.2 on Radio 1.
Meow.
Meow.
That's my favourite bit. Woman, meow. Anyway, here's the sport.
I just like the way the fella reading it out gets so concerned about the legal ramifications of suggesting that Terry Wogan may or may not wear a hairpiece. Allegedly. Yeah. We're not saying this, obviously.
So anyway, it's got to stop. You know, we're meant to be friends in this great big BBC radio world. Our big BBC family.
In hotel, I've always looked up to you as some kind of grandfather figure. You know, I remember the time when my great-grandfather gave me my first Werther's Original headphone.
He doesn't do the advert.
No, I know, but
original.
It's that kind of idea. Yesterday morning, then, Wogan's off again.
Thanks for explaining the new trail for the Radio 1 breakfast show, by the way. So Chris Moyles is the more animated of the bin men, then. Believe it or not, that makes it all a bit more comprehensible. Yeah. He's not the best-known face in the world, is it?
No.
I hadn't a clue what was going on. It could have been anything. From a new docu-soap sitcom to a public information film on care in the community.
Yeah, all right, leave it. All right.
Thanks for letting me in on the joke. Well, we're fine ones to talk here on Radio 2. Have you seen the Radio 2 ad?
True.
Perhaps I could return the favour by asking one of your questions. What does Moyles think he's doing? Mugging about on the bins and picking his nose.
What? It's funny.
He wants to signify he's taking the show up market.
Yeah.
With a more sophisticated brand of humour than old Coxie.
Meow.
Oh, well.
I've never ever heard the phrase mugging about before.
Mugging about?
But apparently I'm mugging about, according to Wogan. Well, anyway, look. It's all getting out of hand, and I'm gonna be the big man.
You're gonna smoke the pipe of peace.
Easy, love. Calm down, Alan. I wanna put a stop to this. I think Wogan and I should team up. No more of the childish name-throwing. No more silly backstabbing. We should join together as one.
Like a two-pronged union.
That's right. You know in the cartoon Battle of the Planets?
Right. Yeah.
Where they'd just be normal people.
Yeah.
But then when... ching, ching, they'd be really like superheroes.
Yeah.
With them silly masks on and capes. That's how I see Wogan and myself.
Walking hand in hand towards a brighter future.
I think from now on, Wogan and Moyles come with the Batman and Robin of the BBC. Fighting crime and wearing tights.
I don't know. So anyway, I'm saying now at 8:18 in the morning... that I'm going to make amends between me and Wogan, and I'm going to make everything good again. And me and he, if he's up for it, we're going to team up and beat breakfast DJs everywhere.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
You could be as close as Richard and Judy.
Oh, don't leave it out, will you, for God's sake?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all right.
Dredge has texted in saying, talking about teaming up with Terry Wogan. He said you can do your own TV show together. Terry and Gobby. Good morning.
Nice.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's good, though.
Yesterday, we were talking about the Tom Cruise thing. We have a signed poster from Tom Cruise's new movie, The Last Samurai That Dances with a Wolf. And he signed it, and we're going to give it away at 10 to 9 this morning. We have a very difficult question coming up for all Tom Cruise fans, which we'll no doubt write before we do the feature.
I'm writing it now, actually.
Good, all right, then. So we'll do that. If you're a Tom Cruise fan, we'll give that away about 10 to 9 this morning. That was Khalees and Milkshake, which is great.
As Tony the Tiger would say.
What else was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah, I haven't heard anything back from Wogan yet. I'm waiting for him to accept my peace token.
He's probably mulling it over with his legal department.
I went to my lawyer and I said...
I can't do the voice anymore, have you noticed? I could do it fine in the morning, but now I can't do it. Can't do it at all.
Try again.
What do you want to say, is Terry Wogan?
Good morning, Tog fans.
What? Tog fans? Mm. Or dog fans?
Tog.
Come on in, Tog fans.
It's not as good as the other day, is it?
It's not as good. I think I'm losing it.
It's awful. I'm sounding more like Allard.
Here we go, Sarah Cox.
Get home with Coxie.
Scream if you want to go faster.
faster.
It's a brand new year and it's a brand new show. Brilliant new features.
Me, myself and I.
Live before five.
Get your coat.
The Wonder Years.
Get home with Coxie.
Sarah Cox.
So that's weekdays from three. I'll be getting you home.
So we're still waiting to hear from back from Terry Wogan. We're also still waiting to find out if these two Daily Sport stunners, I don't know if that's trade subscriptions or problems or what, they're meant to be outside. These two girls are meant to be outside. They're Daily Sport stunners. So obviously I'm at the desk pressing the buttons. So he keeps sending Allard out to have a look. And he's just come back with more information. Number one, they're still not there. And number two, it's raining outside.
Bring your brolly, love.
I'm telling you. It's 8:24. This is Chris Moyles. Hello, this is Radio 1. It's time to get up. And to help you, I will play the following record in full because it's great. Excellent. Coldplay and Clocks. Reminds me of being in New York this time last year.
Was it?
Yeah. La-di-da. Something about that.
So down to earth.
It's what a failed TV show on Channel 5 gets you, son. Do you know what I mean? Think about it.
Trip to New York.
I'm telling you. A lot of people are emailing in, texting in, saying, listen, don't stop this feud with Wogan, because they're all liking it. But, as far as I'm concerned, it's time to be friends again. That's what it is. I think we can be a more powerful force together.
Call a truce and draw the curtains on this ugly incident.
Me and Wogan, we want to be together. So we'll find out if he takes up my offer later on. Right, news and sport next, but we had to play this. This is brilliant. Joss Stone. Fell in love with a boy.
Fell in love with a boy.
Great record that is.
I can't do it.
It's not getting any better, is it?
Joss Stone. Fell in love with a boy.
I can't do it. I've lost it.
I'd stop it now because I think you might be jeopardising your union.
Can do a coxie.
That's not going to help, is it?
Just all fell in love with a boy, Radio 1, baby!
No.
Yeah? No. Okay, fair enough.
BBC. Radio 1. News Beats.
Next, we'll play Love Inc, Euro Superstar, and Pink, the brilliant record coming out in a couple of weeks, which has got us a DJ. It's 8:31. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Juliet.
And the main news this morning, controversial plans to increase university tuition fees are expected.
At Birmingham at White Hart Lane. Leeds lost again, this time at Newcastle.
Shh.
2 points off the bottom
now.
Wolves drew with Blackburn 2-2.
There's a windy weather warning this morning. It's going to be windy for most parts of the UK, but it will settle down a little bit later on and be very nice in the west of England. Radio 1 News Beat, it's now 8:36.
What about the east?
The east is going to be windy and then... I haven't actually got the east written down. But
tell that weatherman... It's on the text. Tell that weatherman it's peeing it down in the east.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be wet in the east.
Rob says, morning, Chris, your news guy is telling me rain in the west, but he's wrong. It's peeing it down in Southampton, which is south central. Just like the Bronx.
Oh, it's not. The Bronx is in New York. South Central's LA.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I'm not into my, you know, hood lifestyle anymore. I told you, I gave all that up. What are you laughing at?
Anymore?
No, yeah, I used to be a homeboy.
Street hood.
In the hood.
Home help.
No, shut up. You're talking... No, not a home help. I was a homeboy. I had my own gang and everything. You know, like, you know, the Sharks and everything and the Razors. We were the Minnows. No.
How the hell were you a minnow?
No, only...
That's an ice hockey team, anyway.
No, because I used to hang out with
the hippos?
Rhinos.
Oh, yeah, let's just all laugh at the man who gave you all jobs. Bite the hand that feeds you. Balls right. To this. I'm on to read the weather for Wogan's show.
Your morning's just got better. The saviour is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan but he's got his own hair.
8:37.
The Chris Moyles Show. National Radio 1.
So ungrateful. You ungrateful and grateful people. Allard, are those two stunners outside yet?
No.
Rubbish! The day's getting worse! And a
prisoner!
Shut up!
Getting worse.
Leave me alone!
Get down, Slick.
I hate you all!
Chris, Dave, Rachel and Allard. The forecast for today is... great.
Pink. God is a DJ. Mucky.
Good record, that.
I think it's great. Telling him, go and buy the album today. I'll buy it for you.
Will you?
I'll go down the shops and buy it for you today. As a present.
All right.
You'll love it. Look at Alan dancing.
Will you get us a Peter Kay DVD as well while you're there?
Don't push it, all right. Comes out on the 26th of January before that Love Inc. and Euro Superstar. This is Radio 1.
Hello.
I can't do the Wogan impression anymore. It's just gone.
Maybe it's shy.
I'll get Culture in to record a few lines and I'll just fake it tomorrow morning instead. Yesterday, we had the excellent audio from when Dom met Tom.
Hello.
The Slaphead and the Shorty. It was a meeting of two legends. And then Alan was down at the premiere as well for his new movie, The Last Samurai. And managed to get a Last Samurai movie poster signed by Tom himself.
Who's in the film.
That's right. I believe he plays the Last Samurai.
Isn't it Samurai?
Yes, it is. I'm joking. Isn't that a make of car by Honda?
No, it's not by Honda. I think
sure,
Suzuki.
Isn't your last driver Honda?
No, I think it's a Suzuki Samurai. It's like a little baby 4x4.
Anyway. So we're going to give away this poster signed by Tom Cruise. It's a good little prize. It's a nice, smart poster. It's one of those glossy type... What would you call
it? It's a film poster.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing that you would have outside your cinema advertising the film.
But it's not like a, it's not just paper, it's glossy.
Proper,
it's nice.
Thick card and glossed.
Yeah. Proper.
Look good on your wall.
It's not cheap. And you could be winning it. Tell you what, if you're a student, look great on the wall.
Mm.
And what you do is you just get it, you win it, you put it up there and people come into your room or whatever and they go, it's a signed by Tom Cruise. And you just get it. Don't even look at it, making a cup of tea. Go, yeah. Front premiere of his movie the other week, you know. Your mates with Tom Cruise. No, a friend of mine reads the news on The Breakfast Show. Balded a guy, Dominic Byrne. Yeah, he got it from me. Oh, whatever.
And it looked better than all those other Athena posters that are up with your mates next door. And
How cool would that be? Is this signed by Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Do you know Tom Cruise?
No, but I'm very good friends with Alan.
You know that kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so we're going to do it via the text messages. Oh, hang on. This could be good.
What are you doing?
Just reading. All right, OK, no. Someone just emailed in Peter Kay DVD. I thought somebody might have been sending it to you for free.
Have they not?
No. Sorry, Martin. Right, so, if you're a fan of Tom Cruise and you want this movie poster, we'll ask a question after the next record. Text us in with your answer. And you, that's right, you, could be winning this excellent prize. Am I not playing that? Am I just playing the number one? The UK's official number one?
Yes.
All right, then.
Radio 1.
The UK's official number one.
8:47.
One chart.
One chart.
One station.
One station.
This is Radio 1.
All around. That's Gary Jules and Mad World.
I can't do it anymore.
Crazy world.
Should I stop?
Yeah.
All right, I'm fine. First of all, before we get into the Tom Cruise poster giveaway, signed poster giveaway.
By Tom Cruise.
That's right, it's the Tom Cruise signed poster giveaway. It's not the Tom Cruise signed poster giveaway, signed by...
Allard.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous? The Daily Sport are liars. Because they said, right, there's meant to be a couple of sports stunners outside. Alan keeps going out and having a look, and they're not there. And I was looking forward to seeing them, because it's raining. But they're not there. Are they there?
They're not. Shall I go and check one last time?
Mm.
Yeah.
I'll go now.
Okay, then. Run! Run! He'll come back and go, I can't see him. Really? Really? There's no sports stunners outside? No. Really? There's meant to be these two girls outside in tight T-shirts. Oh, they're there, but I wouldn't call them stunners. Do you know what I mean? How would he know? Anyway. And also, Dave's Tedious Link is at 9 o'clock. Good one today?
Yes, good one today.
And also, coming up later, Rachel's not-so-big big news.
Stay tuned. Can't tell you what it is, but it's a hell of a feature.
Plus, car park catchphrase coming up. It's, you know, the show's been rubbish till now, but I think it's going to get better. I really do.
The only way is up.
That's right. All right, so here's what you're going to do then. Grab your phone and text us. The number is 81199. 81199. If you want to win the signed Tom Cruise poster. Here's the question. Tom Cruise starred in which famous movie? Okay. Tom Cruise starred in which famous movie? If you think you know, text us your name and where you're from, and of course the answer to 81199. That's 81199. That question again, Tom Cruise starred in which famous movie? Text us 81199 to win this signed Last Samurai movie poster, signed by the man himself, Tom Cruise. 81199, get texting now. Alad, are they there?
Only if they're wearing traffic warden outfits. There's two, and they're looking straight at me.
I love a girl in uniform.
Radio 1.
Joe Wiley. Today from 10.
Handy Andy, kiss and squeeze me. Handy Andy, kiss and squeeze me. Handy Andy, Handy Andy, MDFB.
MDFB?
I don't know. Right, so the question we asked was, Tom Cruise starred in which famous movie? The answer we were looking for, of course, was Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were confused by the Last Samurai answer, but Top Gun was the answer we were looking for, and that's the most ridiculous amount of speed text we've ever had. Right, I'm going to ring somebody on the internal phone at work. Oh, hang on, you're having a laugh at... Oh, no, I know what I did. It's all right, I know what I did. We're running out of time, so I've got a tedious link in a minute. Okay, who got the right answer? Who will win the prize? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Belfast.
You sent us a text saying Top Gun and loads more.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you've won! How do you...
Thank you very much.
Ah, that's all right, how do you feel?
Fantastic, thank you.
That's all right.
I can't believe it.
And we'll also throw in there some intimate photos of Richard and Judy.
What's Richard and Judy photos?
Don't worry about it. All right, listen.
That'd be fantastic, thank you.
Yeah, bye. Right, there you go. Well done. Another happy customer. Blah, 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 blah. I thought that feature went well, Dave.
It was okay, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I thought so, yeah. Right, you ready? Tedious Link?
Yes.
Here we go, then. How do you get to this morning's Tedious Link from yesterday's Naina Cherry and Buffalo Stance?
If you remove the stance and Buffalo Stance, you're left simply with Buffalo, which is a word often associated with mozzarella and wings. Wings were a group fronted by Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney shares the same surname as Stella McCartney, who is a famous fashion designer. Fashion designers make clothes. Clothes are sold in shops, as are crisps. Crisps are the favourite food of Gary Lineker. Lineker rhymes with spinnaker, which is a type of sail commonly found on a yacht. Yachts are often raced, as are horses. Horses are ridden by jockeys. Jockeys tend to be smaller than most adult people, a bit like children. Children was a big hit for Mr. Robert Miles. Robert Miles was born in Switzerland. Switzerland is the world's primary exporter of cuckoo clocks. Clocks was a huge hit last year for Coldplay. Coldplay frontman Chris Martin recently upset Liam Gallagher. And Liam Gallagher is, of course, the voice behind the beautiful Live Forever by Oasis, which links us to this morning's Tedious Link offering. It is, of course, Live Forever by Oasis.
Can I just say, you can always tell when Dave's padding because he says the word of course about three million times.
Do I? I say that a lot.
Yeah, and you also referred to Live Forever as beautiful.
It is beautiful.
All right.
That's why we're playing it today.
All right. Right, turn it up loud. It's Oasis. Miss Link.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Rachel.
There's a couple of things.
Yeah. Before we get into them, that was a brilliant record.
Thank you very much.
Oasis and Live Forever. Do you think, can we have Oasis playing in the live lounge one morning, please, Rachel? Can you sort that out?
Yes, of course I'll sort that out.
Great, thank
before,
you.
Yeah.
Speaking to the mic, love, speaking
before
to the
before the end of the year, maybe.
That'll do me. Morning, Liam, if you're listening, Liam and Nicole and Noel and his missus.
Well, you're friends with them. Why didn't you ask them?
Oh, I'm great pals with them. Yeah. Hanging out at each other's houses all the time.
Same as your friends with Robbie.
Hey?
Same as your friends with Robbie.
Listen, right? If you're going to take the mickey out of me, do it on mic. I need to take fans to do
it. Is that better?
No, I can still hear you.
Oh.
Right, problems then.
Okay. You said that crisps are sold in shops, they're sold in bags. No.
It's a little bit tenuous, don't you think?
Clothes are sold in shops,
Rachel,
as are crisps.
Give us that.
No. And also, fashion designers make clothes. No, they don't. They design them. Someone else makes them.
True. Very good point.
Well, when I say make, I mean they're involved in the construction from start to finish.
You also said that crisps are Gary Lineker's favourite food.
Yeah.
We got a text from someone saying, as a close personal friend of Gary Lineker, I can actually tell you that his favourite food is pasta.
Yeah, but he has a penchant for crisps, which everybody is aware of.
I don't care what kind of Mexican clothing he has. They're not his favourite food. Anything else?
And also, Paul McCartney and Stella McCartney share the same surname because they're related, silly.
Yeah. Well, that's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
They share a relationship.
Anyway, who cares what you two are talking about? It's 9:05. Good morning. Hello, Britain. Hello, the world, wherever you're listening. We're here for another 55 minutes, then Joe Wiley's on at 10 o'clock. Coming up, Pharrell Williams, Dido, Ultra Beat, and a fantastic new record. We played it the other morning. It's the Maroon 5 track. It's Ace. It's called Harder to Breathe. They both play now. That track a lot. Maroon 5, they're called. It comes out a week today. It's called Harder to Breathe. 08700 100 100. We're after ladies to phone up for car park catchphrase. Because no girls are ringing up today. For some
reason. After ladies again, then? Because we had a shortage yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, only because it's just nice to have a male and a female on. I mean, it's not the end of the world, do you know what I mean? Mm. But it would be nice. Plus, apparently, I've never heard Alan say that before, but he just said, Chris, I need more women. Which is shocking. 08700 100 100 08700 100 100 if you're at work and you're female and you want to go down to your car about 9:30, sit in your car and play Car Park Catchphrase live to the world on Radio 1. If you want to do that, call now. And with a time of 13 big minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, it's time for Rachel's not-so-big big news. Now, for those of you who know about Rachel, she's been battling a problem for the last few years, and she's doing very, very well. So let's hand over to Rachel so she can tell us her big, big news.
Not to disappoint anybody, because it's not that huge, but yesterday I went for my weigh-in.
She went to Weight Watchers. It's the Wednesday Weight Watchers weigh-in.
And?
With Rachel.
After Christmas.
Yes.
A time of eating and drinking.
Yes.
I lost 2.5 pounds.
Whey! So, that weight loss again. 2.5 pounds. Congratulations. Well done. What's your big problem today?
My big problem?
With your skirt.
Oh, my skirt keeps falling down.
Hey, fellas!
As I said, I'll be able to take it off soon without undoing
it. Oh, hey, she's off, Dave! Nympho!
We're trying to concentrate on the show, Rachel.
There's Rachel with a skirt hanging around her ankles. Not for the first time. Good morning. What? Hey, joking. I'm really pleased for you. I might go for a run today.
Yeah?
I said this yesterday, but I didn't go.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get back into it now.
I was going to go, but then Dave came round my flat. He needed somewhere to hide for a few hours, so I couldn't leave him there because he'd nick stuff.
Well, now we've all got afternoons, we should do some exercise, I think.
I'm not going out in the rain.
Oh, yeah, it's raining today.
Yeah, we'll go tomorrow.
You can't...
I went swimming yesterday.
Yeah, but...
Hang on!
Swimming isn't affected by rain.
Well, I don't want to go running in the rain. Rachel goes, I went swimming yesterday. I think your weight loss is affecting your mind.
Brain loss?
Oh. Cheeky. Oh, well, that's finished then. Right, it's 9:15. We'll play Dido and Pharrell Williams, and Car Park Catchphrase is coming in about 5, 10, 15, 20, 25...
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Oh, wait, Alan, do you need more women? You need more women? No, you've had enough women. All right, then.
Radio 1. Joe Wiley. Today, from 10.
I have is truly mine.
Ah, oh, bless her. The lovely sound of Dido, and that's Life for Rent. Dido, she really is a remarkable woman, don't you think? Seriously. Beautiful. You think?
Beautiful and talented.
She has...
She's got everything.
The singing voice of an angel, the speaking voice of some swimming cheap from Mary Poppins. All right, Dido, hearing it. She sounds like she should be a contestant on Wife Swap, but when she sings, seriously, what do you think? She's got a lovely singing voice.
Did you call her a swimney cheap?
What?
Did I call her a swimney cheap?
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, it's Cockney rhyming slang for chimney sweep.
Right.
You've got to learn all these Cockney
rhymes. Chimney.
Hello, Mary Poppins. All right, it's Dido Poppins here. Happy apples some pasties and Mother Brown. I ain't northerners. You know what I mean?
But she's good, we like her.
Hello, by the way, if you are a true Cockney, hello. I've lived in London now for 8 years, and I don't think I've ever met one.
Have you not? Born within the sound of Bow Bells, apparently.
Born within the sound of Bow Bells, Chris. All right? On the old dog and bone, straight up. Jelly deals, innit? Go down to chip shop and have fish and chips and a nice wally.
What's a wally?
It's a gherkin, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah.
You see, every day's a school day. I didn't know that.
The great language divide from John O'Groats to Land's End. Have I said this on the air? When to get fish and chips ages ago with our lass. And she goes, I think I might have a wally. Eh? Taking the mickey? She goes, no, I think I might have order myself a wally. Order a wally? What are you talking about? It's a wally, a gherkin. I've never heard of gherkin being called a wally before. Sure enough, we go to the Pearly Kings and Queens chipper down the road, right? And she goes, fish and chips twice and a wally, please. Coming right up, love. And there it appears.
I've never heard that before.
Heard that before?
I've lived in London for 7 years and never heard of a wally.
Do you know that, Dominic? Have you heard of that? Wally, yeah? Have you ever asked for a wally in the chip shop? No? Okay. Unbelievable. The great language divide. I remember getting to London and talking to, giving someone directions of how to get from my house to the pub round the corner. So you go down there, you take a left, and then you go down the Ginnell. And when you get to the exit, someone goes, a Ginnell? I said, Ginnell? What are you on about? I said, the Ginnell. What's a Ginnell? I said, like the Ginnell, like the alleyway. I've never heard of Ginnell. And then Ben Cooper goes, yeah, like a snicket. And we've gone, what the hell's a snicket? Is that one of them? It used to be called a marathon. No.
It's like Snickers.
It's like an alleyway. You don't know Ginnell, though, do you?
Yeah.
Do you know Ginnell?
Well, Ginnell is the term for, yeah, the back alleyway between the houses.
Oh. Allard, calm down. He just heard you say something in that last link and his ears pricked up. I think it's gherkin, I think.
You big Wally.
Papa doodle doo, Wally lovers.
Sexy.
Shut up, Rachel.
Almost £2.5, you know? Oh, that's what I meant to do. I meant to read these out. Shall I play it in a second? Hang on. Rachel, your weight loss has sparked off great response on the text messages.
Just changing my headphones.
Rachel, I lost £2 with Weight Watchers after the Christmas season from Claire in Swansea. Oh,
well done, Claire.
I could lose £2.5 having a dump, Chris, from Phil.
You see difference of opinion.
Yeah, but you put it back on.
Well done, Rachel. I gained £5. I gained £5 at my weigh-in yesterday. Lisa in Falkirk. No, where you're coming from, Rachel. I did on Monday. Well done from Emery in Wigan.
Wigan!
Can you describe what Rachel looks like? Because she sounds rather sexy. From Chris in Reading.
Oh, don't, because you'll be horrible to me.
No, do you know what? I won't do it then. Dave, you describe what Rachel looks like.
She's a girl.
Play.
She wears a skirt. She has blonde hair. More later.
How tall are you, Rach?
5'5".
5'5". Crackerjack. And you got...
And she's a very beautiful woman.
Oh, play the trumpet.
What? We're picking you up.
How would you describe your hair? I mean, not today. The wood would be greasy.
Bit of a mess.
But normally... you never heard of shampoo. But... Like she just stepped out of a poodle parlour.
Weren't you playing fronting?
You're supposed to look dishevelled.
Yeah. So you're 5'5". What was it say? Shoulder-length blonde hair?
Nearly.
Yeah. Is that your natural colour?
A little bit lighter.
Right, OK.
You wouldn't change it to that, would you?
What would you say is your
best... Did you do your hair this morning, Dave?
Yeah, I did, actually.
What would you say is your best feature, Rachel, for all the men listening?
Oh.
No, what's wrong with that?
getting all embarrassed.
Don't be too embarrassed. What would you say is your best? What would you say is Rachel's best feature, Dave?
The time keeping.
What would you say, Rach?
I'm not talking about this now.
Do you know what I'd say? No, do you know?
I'm making me feel uncomfortable.
No, do you know what I'd say? Your lovely, kind, warm heart.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah.
And your massive breasts.
Something for everybody.
Do you know what? Through all that link, Alan was there through the glass, you're like this. Her breasts! Her breasts! Her breasts! Calm down, Alan! Right. Sorry, Rachel, we love you lots. Good morning.
Don't want to sound full of myself a room.
Dave, what are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Oh, good. Why does Jay-Z call him Pharrell?
Because his name is Pharrell.
Yeah.
And I think in Street Jive, he calls him Pharrell.
He calls him Pharrell because he's the truth.
I know.
Well, why didn't you say that then?
Yeah, he's the truth and his name is Pharrell.
Dominic,
what are you gesticulating about?
That's biggity bong, isn't it?
He's doing his homeboy hand gesture.
Look like you've got arthritis when you do that.
I have to sellotape these two fingers to my palm, otherwise I can't do it properly.
It's kind of like an upside-down Westlife.
Westlife?
Yeah,
Westlife. West Side?
No, it's what they do.
Westlife. Westlife?
It's what they do, the kids do it. Westlife. Like that.
Only in Ireland.
No.
You've been hanging out with the relations team.
Hello there, Westlife. Right, come on, let's have a Westlife. I'm from the boys' zone. Westlife. Dominic laughing. Are you going to be able to read
Do you want to play another record? Or do you
No, it's all right.
All right.
You can go. Wogan, by the way, I sent him an email saying let's put this feud to bed once and for all and team up and fight all the other breakfast show hosts. And he didn't read it out, but he did read the PS,
Chris apparently.
Chris
Moyle's dropped me a line. A decent fella. Nothing wrong with him at all. And he wants an autograph for his mother.
Yes.
Now, I've seen his mother, and I would be delighted to send her one. Because, of course, she's from Dublin. You see? He's not all bad.
See that?
Yeah.
I don't like what Wogan's implying about my mother.
Because he was going to reverse one of those words, wasn't he?
I don't know if I can tell a story about Wogan and my mother. Maybe I won't. Probably shouldn't. But the way... is it just... All right, without saying what I know, do you think this sounds like there's anything in what he says about my mother?
Chris Moyle's a drop me a line. A decent fella. Nothing wrong with him at all. And he wants an autograph for his mother. Now, I've seen his mother, and I would be delighted to send her one.
Yeah.
Because, of course, she's from Dublin.
Right.
You see, he's not all bad.
I don't know what the connection is between him and my mother, but Mum's always told me to call him Uncle Tal. One. That's all I'm saying. I am... Daddy. I am going a bit thin on top.
You know? He's got loads of hair.
Yeah, that's true. Right, Stereophonics coming up in just a few seconds. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's 9:30.
The government's hoping to win support for... Weather this morning, there's a wind warning, some heavy rain in the west of the UK. It's raining in the east as well, apparently. We'll clear away later on, though. Radio Newsbeat, it's now 9:34.
Well done. Can I just say, Dave had a fit of giggles for no reason whatsoever during that news bulletin, and Dominic, you carried on professionally, because during one of the clips, to stop yourself from laughing, you kind of moved away, and you kind of pushed your stomach in, and then put your fingers in your cheeks.
Yeah. Mouthing the words to myself, dog dead, dog dead.
Is that how you keep a straight face?
Yep.
Is that like acting? You know when in actors, like EastEnders or something?
Yeah.
And they have to cry, they often think of something sad, like, you know, missing out on a nice dress in the sales or something.
Yeah.
And do you have to think of sad things? And if you're in happy stories, do you think of happy things?
I try to think happy thoughts and have a little smile in the voice.
Oh, like that. Lovely.
It's going to be windy everywhere.
Oh.
Which is not necessarily...
Are you the same with the sport, Jules?
Yeah, totally.
Right, God, okay, I thought so. 25 to 10. Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Juliet.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, please.
For laughing and trying to put him off. Car Park Catchphrase is coming up. The soon-to-be award-winning feature. And we'll do it after two songs. Chameleon Superstar, but first, Stereophonics. Have a nice day.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Dan has sent us a text message. You're a naughty man, Dan. Rachel, is there anything you'd like to say to Dan about that message?
You're rude.
Yeah. You know, it's good to see that romance isn't dead. It's good to see that gentlemen, real proper gentlemen, still exist. Kind, generous, warm-hearted males.
I'll give you 50 quid if you post some pictures of Rachel's norks on the internet.
Classy.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. It's time for Car Park Catchphrase again. By the way, if you're watching telly tonight, our advert, where you have to spot Dave, is on BBC Two, 6:22 p.m. after The Simpsons and just before The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Top slot,
I'm telling you. And it's on just after the news and before Miss Dynamite Recovered on BBC Three at 7:15. So look out for the ad. I'm a bin man. See if you can spot Dave. Right?
Yep.
Good. Right. Let's play then. Roy Walker is here, looking good today, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Let's meet our contestants.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Kelly, and I'm from Wolverhampton.
Sell it, love. Have you never seen any game shows on telly?
No, I'm not that sad.
You go, hi, I'm Kelly and I'm from Wolverhampton. You see?
Okay.
Right, try it again.
Hi, I'm Kelly and I'm from Wolverhampton.
Hey! See that there? Did I know?
That was better.
What do you do, Kelly?
I'm a PE student.
You're a what?
A PE student at Wolverhampton.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sexy looking, or do you look like a bit like the girl in Gregory's Girl who plays football?
I haven't got big hair, but I don't know, probably halfway.
Right, you're not fit then.
No, I am.
You are?
Yes, I am.
All right, what car are you in?
Renault Clio.
Petrol or diesel?
Unleaded, that's all I know.
Unleaded, there you go. Petrol or diesel, unleaded.
I don't know, I just use the green pump. That's all I've been
told.
The
green pump. God bless you. All right, wind your window down then. Let's see your horn.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice horn.
Where are you parked, by the way, Kelly?
On the campus car park.
Is anybody else around?
Yeah, quite a few.
Do they know what you're doing?
Yeah, my friend sat next to me and she's waving at me.
It looks good on radio.
I know it does.
She's waving.
What was that, Dave?
Nothing.
All right, thank you then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Good morning. My name's Craig and I'm from York.
Hey! Good morning. Did we have somebody from York on the other day? Or was that in the pilot?
Pilot, I think.
Was it? Because I did my Clifford's Tower thing.
Oh, was it the other day?
Yeah, you talked about the Jorvik Viking Centre.
That's right, the Jorvik Viking Museum, which halfway round smells a bit of wee and poo. Have you been to it, Craig?
No.
Have
I
you not?
I don't want to go to it.
Mate, it's brilliant. I went when it first opened years ago. It was great.
No, I live in York, mate. I don't want to go see attractions.
Well, no, you've got... I don't want to go see attractions. Whereabouts in York do you live?
I live in a place called Rawcliffe. Outside York.
And it's very nice. No, it's nice,
is it?
Oh, yeah. It's decent there. It's not as posh as, you know, Codmanthorpe or anywhere like that, but it's nice.
No.
I know. It's like a poor man's Codmanthorpe.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you do, Craig?
I'm a furniture installation person.
You're a furniture installation person?
Office furniture installation.
Oh, good. Can we have anything for free?
Yeah, if you want.
Like what?
What do you want?
Office furniture.
Chair.
Yeah?
Yeah? Brilliant. Stick it in the post.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up, stick it in post.
That'll do. What kind of car are you in?
I'm in a VW box van.
Oh, ooh. Nice. Hey, he's got a bit of cash, this fella, and he's
box van.
Right, why do you window down? Let's see your horn. Lovely. Kelly, let's see yours again. All right, so she's slightly higher pitched.
Yep.
So I write down hi next to her name. Right, are you both ready then?
Yep.
Okay, we need to know what the rules are. So, Roy, hit me with those rules.
Thanks, Chris. Now, before we start, let me quickly run through the rules so everybody knows how to play the game.
Right.
In a moment, Chris will describe what he can see in front of him with the help of your friend and mine. It's Mr. Fish.
Hello.
And when you think you know what the car park catchphrase is, buzz in with your horn and we'll see if you're right. All you have to remember in this game is the golden rule. Say what you hear.
Say what you hear. Right, you understand that then, Kelly?
I do indeed.
Craig?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Right, let's play the game then.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Okay, there's looks like Dr. Fish in his consulting room with a very poorly looking patient. He's trying to find out what's wrong with Mr. Sick and work out what the best medicine is to give him. Should he give him some paracetamol? He's looking at some antibiotics. No, they're not right. Hang on, he's getting a gas canister. He's giving the patient some laughing gas. Yeah, oh, is that Craig?
It's me.
Oh,
it's
yes,
me.
Yes, Kelly.
Laughter is the best medicine.
Laughter is the best medicine.
You're absolutely right.
Yay!
That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done, Kelly.
Thank you.
Craig, where were you?
I was just thinking of something else.
Right, fair enough.
Come on, it's best of three.
Best of
three. Right.
Get this one right, Craig, and you're still in with a chance. If Kelly gets it right, she's won. All right?
Right. You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
I can see a large ship, and there's Captain Fish on the bridge. Oh, no! Looks like the ship has hit some rocks. It's now sinking. Everybody's trying to mend the hole, except the rats. Yes, Craig.
Rats always leave a sinking ship.
What was that? Rats desert a sinking ship?
Yeah.
You're right!
Well done. Oh, that was good. Handy for the feature, that. It's now neck and neck. Kelly, come on, girl.
I know.
Come on, Craig, you big Yorker. All right, here we go, then.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Okay, there's Mr. Fish with his trade union mates forming what looks like a picket line outside a factory. They've got electric iron with them and look like they're waiting for it to get hot. Mr. Fish is telling them that they're not going to start industrial action until the iron is hot.
Me.
Was that you, Kelly?
Yeah. Strike
Kelly.
While the iron's hot.
What was that, Kelly?
Strike whilst the iron's hot.
You're a winner.
Campus mongers!
Yay!
Sorry about that, Craig.
No worries. Well done, Kelly.
Oh.
Thank you very much, Craig.
Hey, don't try and cop off with her. Right, have a good day, Craig, son.
Cheers, man.
See you, pal. Bye.
Happy New Year
to you. Oh, God bless you. Bye.
Bye.
I like him. We should send him something. Right, well done, Kelly.
Thank you very much, Chris.
How do you feel, my darling?
Really happy.
Good, all right. Well, listen, you get a choice of prizes. You can either have the legendary traffic light air freshener.
I've got one.
You can have the fluffy dice. Or you can have the Chris Moyles car park catchphrase crock lock.
Definitely the Chris Moyles catchphrase car lock.
Car lock?
Yeah, that one.
Crook friend.
Kelly, it's the Chris Moyles car park catchphrase crock lock.
Oh, that one anyway.
What is it?
The crock lock.
No, say it. Say it properly.
Okay, the Chris Moyles crock lock.
If you can't say it, you can't win it.
One more time. Kelly, it's the Chris Moyles car park catchphrase crock lock.
Chris Moyles car park catchphrase crock lock.
There you go. You're right. Right, who's your friend in the car?
Lucy.
Did she help you?
No, she's only just got back in my car.
Well, she's
useless.
She's rubbish.
Yeah.
Tell her she's rubbish and she smells.
You're rubbish and you smell,
Lou. Oh, thanks.
There you go, lovely. All right, listen, have a good day. See you later.
Thank you, and you. Bye.
Bye. Lovely Kelly wins a prize. Sorry to Craig, but well done to Roy Walker, the host of the quiz.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Radio 1 online. BBC.co.uk/radio1.
It's a brand new year. We're waking up to Miles.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Going Home with Coxie.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
So go online now to see the brand new mini sites for the show.
Radio Online.
News, photos, games, and more.
So the other day, Jo Wiley comes into the show. She buys us some potatoes and a spud gun, in her words, to fire at Alad when he gets annoying. Alad then replied with, yeah, well, she's wearing pink. Who wears pink? Then Jo, very funny yesterday morning, took the clip of Alad trying to get Tom Cruise's attention and compared it to that of Alan Partridge, which is very, very funny. So it's now your serve. It's like insult tennis. I've got a spat with Wogan. You've got a spat with Jo Wiley. So it's all down to you now, Rocky. What are you going to fire back with?
Well, she failed a biking provisional test, and she's wearing pink again.
Blimey.
Your turn.
How's she going to come back from that?
A biking provisional test.
Cycle proficiency test.
That'll be the one. I didn't even take it, though. I can't even talk.
Yeah, literally can't even talk this morning. Well, let's see if Jo Wiley can match that massive insult. Get you like the Hulk Hogan of Wales,
the
aren't you?
The gloves are off. Put up your jukes, Jo.
she's next to Radio 1.
Hang your red gloves up, cause there's nothing left to prove now. Hey.
That fella's acting, isn't he, at the moment? He's in the...
Isn't he in Les Mis... No, the other French one.
The Liaisons Dangerous.
That's it. Which was also Dangerous Liaisons, the film.
Really? Thanks for listening to the show this morning. We're back tomorrow just before 7 o'clock. Make sure you listen. Victoria Beckham's coming in tomorrow. God bless her. All right, Chris. Hola, it's Victoria Beckham. What you say?
8 o'clock. She's coming in.
All right, okay. 8 o'clock, she's coming in. 8 o'clock, and I'm Victoria.
Sweet
dreams,
my
LAX. Oh, I'd love. God bless you. Hey, you'll pat yourself if David's in with her, won't you?
Maybe.
When Rachel met David Beckham, that could be tomorrow morning.
Could be brief.
So make sure you listen. Have a good day. Enjoy Radio 1. Jo Wiley is next. Goodbye.
One.